Guy Raz has been a correspondent for NPR for over 10 years. He started out as an assistant to the legendary newsman Daniel Shore, and today he's the weekend host of All Things Considered. Guy Raz is also the originator of something called 3-Minute Fiction, a different kind of writing contest. It's starting a new round this weekend, and it's looking for submissions from writers just like you.
The basic idea is very simple. What we do is we're asking our listeners, we've been asking our listeners, to think about an original story, to come up with an original story. We give some parameters in each round, and the story has to be written in under 600 words. It's a story that can be read, that should be able to be read in 3 minutes. And 3 minutes is a pretty good length for the radio. It's not too long. It's not too short. But it also sort of poses a challenge, right? It kind of forces the writer to think about how to create a mini narrative in this short space. So it's a challenge, but it's also something that's really doable, that, you know, that anybody can sit down and put pen to paper and start writing. And I, of course, encourage everybody to do that.
So they're trying to write a hit single instead of an epic album.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. And it's funny you say that, because we had Will.i.am on the show on Weekend All Things Considered about 2 weeks ago. He is the biggest hit maker in the world, and he talked about his formula for writing hit songs. And it was interesting. I don't think it necessarily applies to 3-Minute Fiction. But in the case of 3-Minute Fiction, there is no formula. It really is about the creativity that is within all of us. And what's amazing about this, Mark, is that we've now had 5 rounds. We're going into round 6. We started this about a year and a half ago. I created this this contest for Weekend All Things Considered when I became the host of the program in June of 2009. And we have had more than 30,000 original pieces of fiction submitted to us. I mean, by our list, it's incredible. More than 30,000, and and you've got to imagine. I mean, picking a winner is so difficult.
Well, that's the thing. This is a competition, not just an exhibition. So tell us who the judge is and how the judge is going to be looking at these pieces.
Well, the judge for this round is a brilliant young writer named Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. She's originally from Nigeria. She was educated in the U.S., and she spent time in New Haven at Johns Hopkins. She was at Yale. She has written some wonderful short stories, and she was featured in the New Yorker's annual book 20 Under 40. She's really considered to be an emerging bright light in the world of short fiction, and she is going to be our judge this round. We've had incredible judges in previous rounds. Last round was Michael Cunningham, the Pulitzer Prize winner. We've had Ann Patchett. We've had James Wood, the New Yorker's literary critic. So it's just been an amazing array of people who have been involved with this.
Well, what do you say that these stories might say, sort of as a Rorschach test of your listening audience? What kind of themes do you see explored a lot in these pieces, or does it vary widely from round to round?
The basic thing that I've come out of this with is that the amount of untapped talent in this country is pretty extraordinary. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, if you see the style and the prose and the thinking that goes into this microfiction, you're astonished. I mean, you know, the last round of the winner was a fellow named Zach Brockhaus, and he works in advertising in Portland, Maine. He's never published a story in his life. He's tried to. He was rejected a few times, and he sort of gave it up. And he decided in the last minute to try and enter round 5, and he won. I mean, he won. His story was picked by Michael Cunningham out of 6,000. And his story was like this incredibly powerful painting. It was a moment. And it was about birds in a haunted house, basically. It was called The Roost. And what was incredible about it was he was almost about to give up on writing. And now he's already been in touch with literary agents. I mean, he has people who are interested in publishing his work, which to me, is one of the most gratifying things, that we can actually give exposure to these writers who wouldn't otherwise have access to that world. You know, we're listened to by a couple million of people all across the country, and so those stories get exposed to a wide audience.
So what was your inspiration behind creating this contest?
You know, it was really, the idea was really about interactivity. You and I, you know, we are on the radio, we host these programs, And we don't always get to meet the people who listen to our programs. We don't get a chance to do that as often as we like. I can't. You know, I'm in Washington. I travel. I try to go to stations and visit and talk to folks when I can. But, you know, the other side of it is we ask a lot of our listeners. We ask them to contribute to public radio financially. And to me, I was trying to think of a way where they could contribute creatively. You know, we don't only need your help financially. We need your help creatively. We need you to be part of the content of what we do. And I thought this was a way to do it. You know, this was a way to get our listeners really involved in the program and to sort of feel a sense of ownership over the program. And, you know, I have to say it's been incredibly successful and gratifying to see that so many people have been responding to 3-Minute Fiction since June of 2009.
I mentioned in the introduction that one of your early jobs was working as an assistant to Daniel Shore. I wondered if you could tell us a memory or something you learned from Daniel that you carry with you today.
Dan was a very difficult boss. I love Daniel. I loved him so much. He was the toughest boss I ever had. He was mean. He was demanding. And I learned more from him than from almost anybody in my life. And the reason why he was tough and demanding was because Dan was transmitting a lesson. He wanted to make sure that the next generation of journalists weren't going to screw it up. And that's why he was demanding, and that's why he was exacting. And I miss him so much. He was, to me, I have a photograph of him on my wall in my office, and I have his old chair, actually, in my office as well. His wife, Lee, gave it to me. He was everything that you can imagine and more. He was courageous. He was filled with integrity. And he didn't give a damn about what people thought. He was committed to the truth. And that is what it was like working for Dan Shore.
The guidelines for submissions to the latest round of 3-Minute Fiction will be revealed this weekend on All Things Considered, which is heard both Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 4 o'clock here on KUAZ.